This is Radio Free Riverside, the voice of democracy, with the Riverside County news you can trust. I'm Sam Page, and this is the United American Network. And now, the news across Riverside County this week. Brian Waterman, placed in a holding cell at the Robert Presley Detention Center, died last Sunday, according to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Waterman, a Yoruba County resident, was 38 years old at the time of his death. Public Information Officer Robert Martinez did not give any additional information about Waterman's death, and there appears to be no apparent reason other than a medical emergency or why he was even in custody. RCSD says an investigation is ongoing. More news about the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Ballots taken by Sheriff Chad Bianco from the Riverside County Registrar of Voters were posted online for 5 days in what attorneys for the UCLA Voting Rights Act called a major security breach of confidential material. The publicly accessible posting was created by candidate Bianco's legal counsel without any explanation. Riverside County CAL FIRE employee David Renteria, a firefighter and paramedic of Placentia, was taken into custody and charged with sexual assault by the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. He is charged with multiple felony assaults, including false imprisonment, assault with a deadly weapon, rape, and sexual penetration. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as CAL FIRE, is dedicated to the fire prevention, fire protection, and stewardship of over 31 million acres of California's privately owned wildlands. The City of Riverside has approved an additional $3 million for affordable housing. And other news in Riverside, City Manager Mike Futrell, after initially resigning his position as City Manager to become the new City Manager for Pasadena as of April 25th, 2026, has reversed his decision and has decided to stay with the City of Riverside. Known as the third most warehouse-saturated city in the Inland Empire, the city of Paris has signed an agreement with developers to build Harvest Landing. The property was once envisioned as warehouse space for a company called Logistics, but after conducting numerous polls and talking to residents, four key priorities have been identified: good jobs, more shopping and dining options, more parks, and housing. Harvest Landing is located on 358 acres between the 215 Freeway, Paris Boulevard, Nuevo Road, and Placentia Avenue. A hospital is also under consideration for this location. Also in Paris, the electric vehicle company Rivian is scheduled to open a service center at 18631 Seaton Avenue by the end of 2027. The industrial complex is just 2 blocks from the 215 Freeway at the Ramona Expressway. In Palm Springs now, Well in the Desert, a nonprofit agency that feeds the unsheltered, was served with a 30-day notice to vacate its location on Indian Canyon Drive. This location has been used as the agency's food warehouse for more than 16 years. Well has provided more than 98,000 meals in 2025 alone. Executive Director Matthew Naylor is seeking an extension from the location's owner, Grit Development. And now turning to the news from Indio, JFK Memorial Hospital saw 85 patients from the Stagecoach Music Festival this past weekend, up from 45 last year. Hospital officials say some patients were affected by flying debris caused by high winds. Attendees were evacuated from the festival on Saturday night at approximately 7:45 p.m. due to the wind and remain evacuated for about an hour. In the California State News, the recent Supreme Court ruling gutting the Voting Rights Act while declaring that racism for people of color has ended will not alter California's existing legislative maps passed by Prop 50. The newly created maps were drawn to favor Democrats, but the Supreme Court ruling could impact future minority representation. The race for California's 48th Congressional District, encompassing parts of Riverside County and San Diego County, has seen Stephen Clemens, who has been polling poorly, decide to drop out. Clemens has endorsed candidate Marnie Von Wilpert, and the top three candidates are Amar Kupinajjar, Marnie Von Wilpert, and Brandon Riker. And in the national news, Gas prices have climbed to their highest levels since 2022, with a gallon of regular unleaded averaging $4.30. That figure is up 27 cents over the past week. Renewed instability tied to tensions involving Iran, the war that nobody wanted, paid for by American tax dollars, has produced concerns over control of the Strait of Hormuz, pushing oil prices higher. California gas prices have surged above $6 per gallon average for regular unleaded, maintaining the highest, most expensive, and most volatile fuel costs in the nation. This has been Sam Page for Radio Free Riverside, the voice of democracy at the United American Network. Tune in next week for the news you can trust. Thank you for listening.